Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're unlocking the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending March 25th, 2017. The hit list continues to be in a generous mood, bestowing upon us yet another new song. It happens in fifth place, where Rihanna jumps a slot with Love on the Brain. RiRi is a chart buster all around. We'll crunch the numbers in just a moment.
Just to get close to you, we burn something today. And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain.
Rihanna jumps a slot this week as Love on the Brain becomes her 22nd top 5 hit. Beyond that, it's her 30th top 10 single and her 40th top 20 hit. All these achievements put Rihanna among the highest-powered chart artists of all time. In fact, only four acts own more top 5 hits than Rihanna. The Beatles lead the way with 29, Madonna has 28, Mariah Carey has 26, and Janet Jackson has 24. Zayn and Taylor Swift slip a slot to fourth place with I Don't Want to Live Forever, and Zayn's been talking. Stand by for details.
I don't want to live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in vain, and I don't want to fit wherever. I just want to keep calling your name until you come back home.
Zayn and Taylor Swift step back a slot to number four with their 50 Shades Darker soundtrack hit, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Zayn just did an interview with the Sunday Times Magazine in which he talks about developing an eating disorder and struggling with anxiety. Both stemmed from what he said was an overly controlled atmosphere while he was a member of One Direction, and he says he overcame both conditions after leaving the group in 2015. Bruno Mars takes over third place with That's What I Like, and coming up, we'll discover how Bruno got his stage name.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars rises a slot to number three with That's What I Like. This is his eighth single to reach the top three. Bruno's real name is Peter Hernandez. He says his father bestowed the nickname Bruno upon him because he was a chunky little boy who reminded his dad of the pro wrestler Bruno Sammartino. He says he picked the Mars name himself to add a little pizzazz. Migos and Lil Uzi Vert stay strong in second place with their former champ Bad and Bougie, and these Georgia rappers have been making noise in Texas. Hold on for details.
It's Bad and Bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My n***a's bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Migos and Lil Uzi Vert spend another week in the runner-up slot with Bad and Bougie. Migos went to Austin, Texas to perform at the huge South by Southwest event, and they packed the house. Fans began lining up more than 3 hours before the show, and that line eventually wrapped around three city blocks. Fans also continue flocking to Ed Sheeran, who rules the Hot 100 for a seventh total week with Shape of You. Ed's hitting the road here in North America, and he just announced his support act. Stand by.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran spends a seventh total week at number one with Shape of You. On Monday, Ed went on Twitter to reveal that James Blunt will be the support act when he kicks off his North American tour on June 29th. In case your memory needs refreshing, James topped charts the world over in 2005 with You're Beautiful, including right here in the United States. All right, so what happens next week? Let's meet in 7 days and find out together. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.